Hello.
Hi, is this Debbie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ruben. This is a million times better. Is now still an okay time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, so let me kind of walk you through what we provide, and then hopefully,
Okay.
you got the information in front of you. So what Bank of Carter provides are true business loans. We have both secured and unsecured loans. Secured loans are obviously asset-based loans where you're pledging a specific asset, such as, a vehicle or something of that nature. We also have a true business loan, which is an unsecured loan. What you have right now is a home equity line of credit, so that's a loan that's simply based off the value of property, which is very different of what we provide. And in terms of an approval amount, we would have qualified your business for about $250,000. That would be the max the first time out, and that's based on
And
cash
that's for
flow.
secured or
That's
unsecured?
unsecured. We put a general UCC on the business, but we're not putting a specific with real estate. We're not putting real estate as collateral. That's your home equity line of credit is a completely different product. It's the difference of getting, say, a giant credit card versus a home loan. It's two very, very different products.
Right.
So the loan that we provide is a cash flow based loan. We do put a UCC on the business, but we're not underwriting the loan on a specific asset like a real estate based loan. You'd be looking at $250,000. Term lengths for working capital loans generally are much shorter. They can be refinanced multiple times. They can be refinanced multiple times, but they're used for general short-term purposes. So to give you an idea, you'd be looking at a term probably the shortest that I would probably suggest is something, 6 to 9 months. The longest that usually they go out for is 18 to 24 months. So we could offer you something as short as, 6, 9 months, something as long as 2 years. How you use the funds are really up to you because we wire the funds to you. We don't disperse them to any other parties. So we wire the money directly into your business bank account.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm more looking for. I'm
Okay.
looking for a kind of a fixed rate for something. Like the line of credit that I have now is for 10 years, and so I can borrow against it, or I didn't have to borrow against it. If I paid it back, great. And if I needed to utilize it again, I could, withdraw from it again. And I believe the entire time of the loan was 10 years. What I'm looking for is something. I don't necessarily need it 10 years, but I'm going to need more than 2 years to pay back $130,000. And if you're and the $250,000 that you're quoting me is the remainder of that. I mean, I would only be using 130, but the remainder of it is something I would only use if I needed. I don't want to take it all out at once. Does that
Okay,
make
so
sense?
it does. I don't know if we're the best fit for you because you're comparing, and there's nothing wrong with this, but you're comparing a home equity line of credit. You're comparing a real estate based loan to a cash flow loan, and those are two very different financial products.
And I can hear that. I hear what you're saying, but is there something that you have that you can offer me that is compatible to that, or maybe take out a loan for a 7-year period, not necessarily a real estate loan or not necessarily a line of credit, but I just don't want to be in the position that I'm in right now of struggling trying to figure out how I'm going to pay back this loan that's coming due in 2 months.
It's coming due in 2 months.
It's in September, yeah. So I don't want to be in that same position in 2 years down the road. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best aspect.
I can give you, do you mind if I kind of ask you some questions and give you my thoughts?
Sure.
So that's a real estate based loan, and what is the property that's collateralized? What's the property that's collateralized? That is it a private property? Is it a residence? Is it an investment property?
Yeah, it's private property, but you're an extension of Bank of America, is that correct?
No, we're not
Oh.
affiliated with Bank of America. We're a
You know
business
what I thought.
bank.
Okay, for some reason that's what I thought. Anyways, just to give you an idea of what happened is I have lived in a home for 12 years, and
Okay.
I recently, about 3 or 4 years ago, moved from my last home to this current home. And I guess during the process, the closing agent title company never notified the bank of my move or whatever. So for 3 or 4 years, I've been paying on this line of credit. I mean, I have excellent credit
Yeah, you
score,
have good
so
credit.
yeah, I'm not one that's going to walk away from an obligation. But so I've been paying on this. So I called them and said, hey, look, it's coming due. What do I need to do? Because you have on here that you can extend it for me. That's all I need to do is an extension. And they said, okay, are you still at blah, blah, blah address? And I said, no. I said, I moved there like 3 years ago. And now they're all pissed off at me because I moved. And they said, well, did you notify us? I'm like, you know what? I don't know the last time you closed on a home, but you signed like 60-some-odd pages of stuff. I said, I would imagine that I had something signed that I notified you guys. I said, but, you know, I don't know. I said, you know, like I said, that was years ago, number one. And number two, you have a plethora of information that you're signing over. So all I simply wanted to do was extend it. And now they won't extend it. They send me a letter, and they say, the reason we're not going to extend your loan is due in part of your credit score. Well, and this, out of 850, I have 846. So I called them and I said, you know, when's the last time you had a new one with an 846 credit score? And they're like, well, I've never had one. And she was training and the other lady said, I haven't had one in years. I'm like, but then I don't understand, why am I denied because of my credit score? So I'm kind of getting a little frustrated. I don't really know what the reason is. They're not extending it. I'm assuming it's because they're upset because I moved. But, you know, here I am. I'm the one that's calling them saying, hey, look, this, you know, I'm telling you, you know, I want to extend it. And yes, I have moved. I don't know why this information didn't transpire. So that's kind of where I'm at now. And now I'm so upset of how I feel like they've treated me poorly as a customer, considering I can't even tell you how much through my business that I float through there. But, you know, I have a lot of stuff tied to them. So now I'm getting a little bothered by that and feel that I wasn't treated properly. So now that's why I'm looking elsewhere.
I can give you... Go ahead. I mean,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, I can give you... I'm not a real estate expert. I've been with Bank of Carter for 9 years. I was on the sales side. Now I'm on the underwriting side. I like to talk to people like they're real people, not give them kind of the very corporate canned answer. So I can give you my kind of... Not 2 cents. I'll give you my 25 cents, so to speak, if you're open to it.
Sure.
Okay, so you have a home equity line of credit. This has happened to millions, not thousands, not hundreds of thousands, millions of both small business owners and individuals in America, which was you got a home equity line of credit at the height of the market. That's when money was flowing like crazy and there was tons of money to be had. Now, the reality is that many customers have defaulted on those home equity line of credits, or the collateral is not worth what it was. So I don't know what your collateral was worth. That sounds like that's
It doesn't matter. It's not tied to it anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying? They have no collateral at this point. That's why they're so upset.
No.
It's a loan with no collateral. No,
that's
I don't
not
own
true.
The house anymore.
Oh.
That's why they're so upset.
Oh.
And I get that. This is why I'm calling and saying, hey, look, I don't own that house anymore. I need to extend the line of credit, and now they're so upset with me.
They can't, because you have a loan. That's like getting a loan based on a car and then continuing to make the loan payments even though you sold the car.
Right, and all I said was, hey, let's reform, because it says in there, hey, we can extend it, we can redo it, let's do it. Well, they're so upset right now. And I'm like, you could try to something else, whatever. Well, now they're so pissed off about the whole thing. They think I did something shady. I'm like, you know, look, I didn't do anything shady. I've been paying on it. I mean,
but
honestly,
the loan is
away, you have no collateral.
The loan, but I can, and you're asking for someone to be realistic with you, and I'm giving you my 25 cents. That loan is based off collateral. That is a loan that has to be paid for when collateral is sold. That's the whole basis.
Right.
It's like having that car loan. If I have a car...
Right, and I totally agree with you, but something happened, I guess the title agency, closing agent, the attorney, whoever does all those loan documents when you close on a home, you know, that's not my forte. You know, you asked about my business.
Absolutely. When that, from what I understand, when that home sold, that home equity line of credit should have, it has to be paid off.
Yeah, so I think what had happened, if I had to bet, what had happened is when I moved from the first home to the second home, there was nothing due on it. It was open. There was it was a $150 line of credit, and there was still $150,000 line of credit, and there was $150,000 line of credit
available
on it. Available. So, and then when I got in last year, because it was already paid off, so last year I said, okay, I need it for the business because the business didn't do well, so I went ahead and said, okay, let me take that $150,000 and put it into the business. So I guess it was never, it should have been closed out when I closed on the last home.
Absolutely. You're the beneficiary of someone dropping.
Yeah,
you're
but that's not my fault. I mean, that's.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying you're the beneficiary.
I know, but they're so upset with me, and I'm like, look, I'm calling you. I'm telling you. Look at my credit card.
Debbie, it doesn't just take it from someone who's been in this field for a long time. It doesn't matter what your credit score is. It's the same analogy. Is if imagine you lent someone money for a house, for a car. You have the
I get it.
Yeah, the title's gone.
But I'm going to them saying, hey, let's work at this out.
They're
let's
not
going to figure out how we're going to make this better.
My
I
opinion.
I want to pay it back, so let's figure something.
Well, that's kind of I think that's a very prickly situation to be in. I can give you my thoughts, and I can understand why there's no refinancing because there's no collateral. Those loans are not based on credit score. Credit score starts a conversation. They are based on collateral. Mm-hmm. They are based on the fact mm-hmm. that I used to have customers that had 800 credit scores. Something happened. They went down to 600. These things happen, but there was a reason for them to pick up the phone. They would lose their collateral if they didn't pay. This is why the lender, in my opinion, is freaked out, is because they really, something happened there. Let me give you an idea of what's available in the business lending community so you can get some ideas behind you. You have a very prickly, bizarre situation. And I don't mean to be like condescending. It's a very, very weird.
No, I know. And what's happened is, you know, when you first start a business, you have no credit. So we had to tie it to personal. Well, I'm at the point in my business life that I don't want I no longer want to commingle business and personal. So that's all I'm simply trying to do is draw a line in the sand and say, okay, these funds over here are for business, and these funds over here are for personal. So when I do my taxes, everything is a little bit goes
a little absolutely. It's not murky. Here's my thought process. If you want, I can just give you an idea and give you kind of educate you about what's available for business loans. Business loans are notoriously difficult to obtain right now because traditionally they're based on several factors. Good credit, personal and business. Good collateral, so offering something that's going to be paid for, that's something that secures the loan. And most importantly, they're also relative to net income. So generally, for a traditional business loan or line of credit, you're going to get something that's based off your net income. Now, I'm not here to beat you up at all, but your net income is negative. And so realistically, what I see is from a local banking community, a lot of the customers that we deal with, they work with their local bank, and assuming they hit all those factors, good credit, good collateral, and so on, they generally can get a loan that usually is about, from my experience, about 5 to 10% of their net income. So if their net income is like $300,000 a year, they're usually looking at 15 to 30. Now, if they want to go the unsecured route, just their signature, I generally see a lot of those loans are people with good credit, and I generally see loans in the $30,000 to $50,000 range. It's kind of like a big credit card. There's another product, though, that's now you've got a time crunch against you. So in terms of what you're trying to accomplish, there is a product called a working capital loan. This is a unique loan because it's an unsecured. There's a UCC filing, but it's not specific. It's not specified on this real estate. You're looking at a cash loan that generally represents about 8% or less of your revenues, but it's not underwritten based on your net income. It's based on your cash flow. To give you an idea, like I said, we'd be around $250,000. We could put $250,000 in your account tomorrow, but if you're looking for a 7-year loan or a 5-year loan, because your goal is just to keep your payments very low, correct?
Right.
If you're looking, and I can understand that. So if you want to solve a problem like, hey, I want to keep my payments as low as possible, well, what are my thoughts? Well, my thoughts, if you're trying to do that, sometimes you could go to your local bank. That process I've seen take as little as a few weeks. I've seen that process drag out for 6 months, and people come up empty-handed. It really depends on the bank. More importantly, if you want to go anything very, very long, it's all going to come down to collateral. What can you offer that gives us a reason for you to pick up the phone to kind of secure the loan? And you're thinking about free and clear equipment, free and clear vehicles, I don't know if that's something that you're trying to kind of go for. For many of the customers that we work with, the working capital loan is more attractive because the way that our product works is it's a 2-year loan. The industry average is about 6 to 9 months. It's based off cash flow, and you can endlessly renew it. And so here's how the way our loan works, just to give you the information on here to sell you a product. If you take a 2-year loan, what you do is once you're halfway through that loan, so 12 months, you can apply for more funding. If you get approved for more funding, we'll waive all the remaining interest. You'll pay off your existing note. You'll net more capital. So it's basically an endlessly renewable line of credit. But in terms of a unsecured cash flow based loan, 2 years is very, very long because it's a cash loan. It's not a real estate based loan. These are just my general thoughts because I find it, if our salesperson wasn't clear with you, we have to make a huge difference if a customer's comparing a home equity line of credit to a business loan.
But could you offer me something other than what you're offering me now? Could you offer me something along the lines of a 5 or 7 year loan with collateral?
If you have specific collateral, then yes, there's a lot of different options that can go longer.
Would inventory be sufficient?
You're usually looking, and it's not what we can offer. We're a lender and a syndicator. We work with multiple lenders. I've been here 9 years, so I have a good idea of what's available in the marketplace. I know no one wants to pay. What is your payment right now on your $150,000 line? What's your monthly payment?
Well, it's like $353, but it's only interest, but I pay more. So I don't even know. Yeah. I pay like, I don't know, $2,000 a month or something.
Okay. So the challenge is that you can do $130, by the way. You don't have to max it out. But if you take this loan, your payment's going to go way above what you're paying now because it's a different product. Yes, there are longer-term loans. Inventory, yes, there's something called factoring, but no, it's not going to be 7 years. Those are even shorter-term loans because those loans sometimes are like 60 to 90 days because they're based on inventory that's sold. Also, I do not feel it's appropriate to promise you that or have you go down that path because your time frame wouldn't permit it. The amount of time it actually takes to underwrite, approve, document, fund, and close a inventory-based loan is typically much longer than 2 months from my experience.
Okay, so let's say I want to do $200,000. What is the interest rate and what is the payment? What is my monthly payment for the 2 year period?
Well, if you get an idea on, say, how this loan works, and did your sales rep have much conversations with you on how the loan is paid back or not? Okay. So the way our loan works is it's called a true business loan, working capital loan. It's cash. We disperse the funds into your account. Since the loan is based on your cash flow, the money in and money out of your account, that's the same way where you repay us. So you repay us with what's called a micropayment. So that means either Monday through Friday, 5 business days a week, or 21 business days per month, or once per week. So if you did, say, a year term, the idea would be 252 days or 56 weeks, you have a micropayment come out. I can give you the ideas of what you'd be looking at for $200,000, but it'd be on a weekly or daily remittance, which we'd ACH out of your account. You wouldn't be paying the bill at the end of the month or the beginning of the month. So if you looked at 200, you want 200 or 250?
200.
So if you looked at 200, and just, you know, we'd also include with this, with any of our programs, an additional $20,000 line of credit. So if you had any additional needs, you could borrow against it. That's an additional to this funding. But if you looked at 200 grand, let's see. And would you want me to quote you a daily basis or a weekly basis?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay. So that's 104 weeks. So you'd be looking at a weekly basis of $23.99 a week. And our product, the way it works, is that if you decide most of these loans...
$2,399 a week, is that right?
Correct. So the way that...
$1,000 a month?
About nine, yeah.
Oh, that's strong. See, I'm tempted to just take my own cash and do it. I just didn't want to commingle my funds. Let me think on this a little bit because now I'm at a point where I can't really talk right now. But
okay, yeah.
Let me think about this for a little bit, and I have your number stored here. And I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
My first name is Ruben. My last name is Goldstein. Do you have the ability to pay off this loan with your personal assets?
Yeah, but I prefer not to.
Okay, so, just so you know, our products, sometimes there's a happy medium where some customers, they don't want to throw all their money. It's really towards growth. So this product, just to be frank with you, it might not be the best product for you. It might be available for you. And then when you have an opportunity to maybe, I can tell you why the typical customer borrows this money. You mentioned inventory, correct?
Say that one more. What was the last part you said?
You carry a lot of inventory, correct? You said inventory.
Yes.
So I can tell you why our typical, one of our reps we just funded towards the end of the month, a $250,000 deal actually in Florida as well. Well, why did this customer borrow this money? And by the way, this customer has perfect credit, very profitable business. It was an opportunity. They were buying equipment, well, they were buying materials, I should say, for about $7.50 a square foot in China or from their local distributor for $20. So the way that their math worked was, hey, if we can get cash to buy China, we're going to reduce our cost significantly. They're going to go down by less than more than 50%. And that's what this loan is about. Just to give you an idea, if you borrow $200,000 over 2 years, your payback is $250,000, which is actually exceedingly cheap compared to the average loan. The average two-year loan, if you borrow $200,000, you're going to pay back $300,000. So our loans are much more competitive than the industry standard. But these loans are typically about an opportunity or growth, not about refinancing debt. But feel free to give me a call back anytime, and I'm here to help.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.